إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله we are nearing Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Ramadan in good health and in circumstances where we can take the maximum benefit out of Ramadan, and to give us the tawfiq and the ability and the capability of doing that, inshallah. In a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, which relates to Ramadan, he said that one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar and he said Ameen 3 times. He said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. So the Sahaba asked him, "So Ya Rasulullah, today you did something which you did not do before. So please tell us, why did you say Ameen 3 times? And Rasulullah said that when I stood on the first step of the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he said, the one who gets Ramadan and does not get the forgiveness of Allah, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw him in the hellfire and cast him far away. And he said, I said Ameen. And he said, when I went on to the second step, Jibreel alayhi salam came and said to me, Ya Rasulullah, may the one who finds both or one of his parents in their old age and he does not honor them, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw him in the hellfire and may he cast him far away. And I said Ameen. And he said that when I went on to the third step of the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salam came and he said to me that may the one before whom your name comes, the one before whom your name is mentioned, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who does not send salat and salam on you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw him in the hellfire and cast him far away. And I said Ameen. Now this hadith teaches us several things. First of all, it teaches us, most importantly, the importance of Ramadan. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this blessed month as a means for us to obtain our forgiveness for whatever we have done, through our fasting, through our ibadat, through the nawafil especially, which is Taraweeh and which is whatever else you might do. Nawafil in terms of nafil salah, nawafil in terms of khairat, sadaqat and so on. So this is a month which should be valued and which should be treated as a time for investment and which should be benefited from. And here is a case where Jibreel alayhi salam is the one who is making this dua and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying Ameen. Now what can be better than that? But this dua is not a good dua for the one who does not take advantage of the Ramadan. Because dua says that the one who finds Ramadan and does not utilize it, does not get any benefit from this Ramadan. So the Ramadan, maybe somebody does not fast. If he is fasting, he spoils his fast by doing wrong things, by not praying or, you know, indulging in ghibat and this and that. So somebody who gets this benefit and opportunity from Allah and who does not take advantage of this opportunity, Jibreel alayhi salam says this person is a cursed person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. The second lesson from this is with respect especially and first and foremost to the rights of the parents. And please notice, the only thing about the parents which is mentioned is that the person finds the parents. And finds the parents in old age, meaning that the person is at a stage in his life where he does not need the parents materially. Right? So, because a person might find his parents, small children also, they have parents. But this does not arise with small children, because the small children need the parents there is a different relationship. The relationship with the parents, may Allah protect us, and may this not happen, but it happens in many cases where the relationship changes because the parents are no longer required for your day-to-day life. I mean, you have your own earning, you have your own life, you have your own family, and the parents now become, may Allah protect us, they become a burden. The parents become, within quotes, a nuisance. The parents become something which have to be endured, you know, jaise Urdu bolte, baad lena khasta, you know, kya karna zabardasti, sah lena hai, you know, jhel lena hai. And in some cases, people actually start ill-treating and mistreating the parents, being disrespectful to them, you know, showing disdain and disregard for them, not treating them with the honor which is due to them. So specific mention is made not only of parents, but parents at a particular stage in your life and their life. So people who find their parents who are old, meaning that you are at the prime of your life, you are the strong and so on, and your parents are no longer like that. So specific mention is made of that. And the dua is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who finds his parents like this, but does not honor them, mistreats them, ill-treats them and so on, may Allah throw the person in Jahannam and cast him far away. And who is making his dua? Jibreel alayhi salam. And who is saying Ameen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By inference also, this refers to other relatives. It refers to all those we have benefited from. So, one must also think about this in that context. Third point is the importance, the position, the waqar, the izzah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The minimum that is due from an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi to his Nabi is that he should say sallallahu alayhi wasallam when his name is mentioned. When somebody says Rasulullah or somebody says Muhammad, then it is the duty of the Muslim to minimum at least say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi said, do not be stingy with sending salat and salam on me, because when you send salat and salam on me one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salat and salam on you 10 times. And we know the other related hadith with respect to this, that the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are we supposed to send this salat and salam on you? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the way. And that is the Durud Ibrahim which we recite in Salah. So sending salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best form is that of Durud Ibrahim. And of course, whichever way, which is according to the Sharia, inshallah, is all right. So, that is the minimum requirement. And the one who does not do that, and the wa'id is so severe. Allah is, Jibreel salam saying, the one who does not do that, the one who the name is mentioned, your name is mentioned before him, and who does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does not send durud and salam on you, may Allah throw him in the hellfire and may He cast him far away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen to that. Now, very important, to send salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. First of all, Allah is saying, Allah sends salat and salam on His Nabi. Allah sends blessing on His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the malaika, all the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send salat and salam on His Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. This is a hukum to the people who believe. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Oh, you who believe, you also do the same. You also send salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So this third part of the hadith emphasizes the importance of the person of Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By inference, obviously, it also emphasizes the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because please understand this very clearly. I've said this many times before. Anyone who says or thinks that he loves Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and does not follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fooling himself. He is lying before Allah. Loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The biggest and most powerful dalil of that is the issue of Abu Talib. There was no one who loved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Abu Talib, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man supported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his whole life, his entire life. But he did not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He supported him as his nephew. He did not support him as the Rasul of Allah. He did not support Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Rasul of Allah. He did not believe in Allah. He did not believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not take the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And see the beauty of this deen. To leave all doubt aside so that nobody can have any doubt in the matter. Two incidents in the seerah related to Abu Talib. When he was dying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting by his side. And he said to him, say at least once, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Just say with your tongue. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Just say. And I will guarantee you, I will make shafaat for you. I will ask Allah, I will intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you. For you on the day of judgment. And Abu Jahl was sitting on the other side of Abu Talib. And Abu Jahl said, you are going to say this now because you are afraid of death. And Abu Talib said, I am dying on the religion of my ancestors. So there is no doubt about this. And the second incident of the seerah relating to Abu Talib is, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, what is the state of your uncle? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the state of my uncle is that Allah will give him the least of azab. And his azab is that he will be given sandals of fire, as a result of which his brain will boil in his head like water. Now, what more dalil do you want for this? Here is a man who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody can doubt. Nobody who has read anything of the seerah can doubt that Abu Talib loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than he loved his own children. And he supported Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam his entire life. Till the day he died, he supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With his money, with his position, in every way. Yet, he did not follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not die in Islam. And therefore, he gets the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. So, anyone who claims to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but does not follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many people who claim to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but will not pray. They will not follow the sunnah in other ways. Please. It's not my fatwa. Here is the dalil from the Quran and the hadith. Take it or leave it. If you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, that claim of love is a lie before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, this is also very clear. That it is the haqq of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi, as our Imam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him our Shafi on the day of judgment and to accept his dua of maghfirat in our favor and to grant us the water of Hawza Kawthar from his blessed hand on the day when there will be nothing to quench the thirst except that water. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the company of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment and the shade of his arsh on a day when there is no shade except his shade, and to grant that he will give us the company of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we follow him into Jannatul Firdausul Ala bi ghairi hisab. And for all of this, it is necessary to be faithful to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this life. You cannot be faithless to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and expect Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be faithful to you on the day of judgment. This is not going to happen. So let us be very clear in our minds. Being faithless to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam means to leave his sunnah. It means not to follow his religion in whatever way. Selective obedience is disobedience. Islam demands complete and total obedience. As I said, I am not demanding this. This is the demand for all Muslims from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Allah said, enter into Islam completely and fully. So let us be clear in that, in our minds, and let us do this. We ask Allah to give us the benefit of Ramadan and to give us the benefit of the of being the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to enable us to get the maximum benefit of this blessed month when it comes, and to give us this month in a good state of health so that we can take benefit of this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.